Dreamscape presents Down with Love by Kate Meter, narrated by Pippa Jane and Jason Clark.
Chapter 1. Love, the quest. Marriage, the conquest. Divorce, the inquest. Helen Rowland. Max. Ramen freaking noodles. In case the word choice doesn't quite convey my point, I infuse into that statement as much disdain as possible. My brother, James, is already chortling. Hold on, Max. I'm gonna need the top shelf shit for this. He flags down a server at the Guild Bar on Kinsey, where we've been meeting every Thursday night for the last 6 years, snowpocalypse or heatwave. The blonde server is one I haven't seen before, and she simpers over James's coal black hair and cool blue eyes. Features we both inherited from our dad. Baby bro gets hit on constantly because he's the grinner-in-chief, and that smile guarantees him more action than a boy bunny rabbit in a den full of girl bunny rabbits. But he doesn't follow up anymore because he's currently off the market. I, on the other hand, also receive my fair share of female attention, and you've guessed it, have no problem following up. I'm a more seasoned, rugged version of James. We argue about this, but I'm older and a lawyer, so I win. I know I'll have no problem snagging the focus of our server, and yep, there it is. She blinks because I've brought out the grand gun. A bigger, brighter, better for its rarity, grin. And she realizes she's wasted 15 seconds of her life on a pale imitation. As it's my turn to pay, James orders a Glenlivet 18-year-old, though he doesn't have a clue about scotch. I order a Laphroaig quarter cask, because I do.
Okay,
our server says, not sounding okay at all, but I get it. I'm wearing a Ted Baker suit, and I scream wealth, confidence, and the promise of a good time. She stumbles off in a daze. Fucker, James mutters at me, making me laugh. So, noodles. Ramen noodles, I clarify, because that's the point of the story. 3 months I've been going around in circles with these two, and finally he produces the statement of property. Statement of property? Yeah, if they can't agree on the big stuff, or, well, anything, we have them do an inventory of the assets in their homes. Who wants what, that kind of thing. And this asshole, not my client, thank you very much, lists ramen noodles on the statement. And you know what else? James is starting to lose it, not because of the ramen noodles, but because of my delivery. As a divorce attorney, I have witnessed pretty much every shitty stunt there is.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?